African leaders met in Ghana on Sunday to discuss a response to Mali's second coup in 9 months, which has sparked warnings of fresh sanctions and deep concerns over stability in. Kicking off the talks, Ghana's president stressed the region's commitment to a peaceful transition in Mali. The presidents of Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Burkina Faso were among those attending the summit. They are meeting with Mali's new president, Colonel Assimi Goïta, who led young last August and in another coup last week. Mali's constitutional court completed Goïta's rise to power on Friday by naming him transitional president, with the junta going back on previous commitments to civilian political leaders. Doubts have been raised about other pledges, including a promise to hold elections in early 2022. Ethiopian pro-government demonstrators held a massive rally on Sunday denouncing the United States for imposing restrictions on aid over the East African nation's conflict with neighboring Tigray. More than 10,000 people attended the rally, which was organized by the Ministry of Youth. They carried banners with slogans like "USA, show us your neutrality," and "Ethiopia doesn't need a caretaker." The demonstration was larger than typical pro-government rallies, and public criticism of the U.S. is rare. The United States last week imposed restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia over the conflict. Washington also said it would bar current or former Ethiopian or Eritrean officials it deems responsible for the crisis. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli far-right politician Naftali Bennett is expected to deliver a statement on Sunday where he will throw his crucial support behind a so-called government of change to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition chief Yair Lapid has until Wednesday to put together a coalition after the fourth inconclusive election in 2 years and is closing in on an alliance of right-wing, centrist, and leftist parties, according to Israeli media reports. Under the prospective power-sharing deal, Bennett would replace Netanyahu as prime minister and later give way to Lapid in a rotation agreement. The new coalition's diverse members would have little in common apart from a plan to end the 12-year run of Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader, now on trial over corruption charges he denies. The three suspects in Italy's cable car disaster that killed 14 people were allowed to leave prison Sunday after a judge indicated most of the blame fell on just one of them, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake. The judge says there wasn't sufficient evidence suggesting the owner of the cable car company or the maintenance chief knew that the technician had deactivated the brake on several occasions even before the May 23rd disaster. 14 people were killed in northern Italy when a cable snapped. The emergency brake failed to prevent the car from crashing to the ground. It rolled down a mountain and was stopped by trees. The Italian region of Piedmont observed a minute of silence at noon Sunday, and flags flew at half staff to mark the moment 1 week ago when the disaster struck. Afghan officials said Sunday, a mortar bomb fired by the Taliban struck a wedding ceremony in a province north of the Afghan capital, killing at least six people, including women and children. The incident happened late Saturday when a shell aimed at an army checkpoint hit a house where a crowd had gathered for a wedding, according to officials. The insurgents denied they had fired the shell and instead blamed government forces for firing the mortar. The Interior Ministry further accused the Taliban Sunday of killing nearly 250 civilians and wounding more than 500 in roadside bomb blasts and other attacks over the past month. On Saturday, at least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of Kabul. Violence has soared in recent weeks as government forces and the Taliban clash in near daily battles across the rugged countryside. Even as violence surges, the U.S. military continues to withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.